Chapter 9, Lesson 6, Show Me the Money. Understanding What Money Measures. If we command our wealth, we shall be rich and free. If our wealth commands us, we are poor indeed. Edmund Burke. Show me the money. That may be what you're wondering right now, and rightly so. We've managed to get 8 chapters into a book about becoming a millionaire without talking much about money. There's a good reason for this. Money, while technically the absolute measure of whether you've reached the goal of becoming a millionaire, is just that. A measure. It's a yardstick. Money is a way of keeping score. But as is so often the case, the score only tells you so much about how the game is played. What we've been discussing instead are the things that are most critical in ensuring that you have something to measure. The things that put the score on the board. They are the essential lessons of wealth building. Actively choosing to accumulate wealth. Defining a vision for your life that will inspire you to take action daily. Creating a flight plan to guide your efforts. Learning to multiply your time and energy through the power of leverage. Developing the skill of knowing when to grit and when to quit. There are few millionaires who haven't built capacity in all those areas. Each is crucial, and each plays its part on the road to wealth. But that being said, there are also no millionaires without money. With that in mind, it's time to get down to talking about you and your cash. In this chapter, we'll look at 5 money-specific concepts that every aspiring millionaire must understand and embrace. Principle number 1. Wealth begins with your personal finances. It's easy to think of millionaires in terms of grand lifestyles, big businesses, stock portfolios, or high-flying C-suite executive positions. The truth, however, begins with something much humbler and closer to home. It begins with something we all have control over, our personal finances. That may seem odd, after all. It's not like you're going to find $1 million under your sofa cushions or in a savings account you forgot about. But your personal finances, as they are today, are critical because they represent your habits and attitudes toward money. For example, it's easy to think that $1 million will make everything so much easier. But it's not that simple. Wherever you go, you take yourself with you. If you're spending 110% of what you earn now, then you'll be able to spend 110% of a few million as well. Trust me, it's easier than you might think. In short, if you can't manage what you have, you'll never make or keep more. Make whatever adjustments you need to make to your lifestyle to be able to live off less than your current income. What do you do with the difference? Put it aside. Building a surplus gives you options. You can invest. You can make better choices about work and business. You can operate with a clear head. If you're running a deficit in your personal life, it's going to make change hard. And as you know by now, change is exactly what needs to happen. This isn't a save-for-the-future lecture like your parents might have given you. This is about learning to effectively manage what you have now so that you don't carry bad habits forward, and so that you have the headspace to make the kind of decisions that millionaires make, not the ones that everyone else does. I recommend that you start by taking 10% of whatever funds you have in the bank right now and putting it into a separate savings account. Make it automatic and keep it separate. The bigger that fund gets, the more options you have. Remember, too, that most wealthy people give a percentage of their income to causes they believe in. But you don't have to wait until you're wealthy to start this practice. Tony Robbins said, "If you won't give a dollar out of $10, you'll never give $1 million out of $10 million. If you can't do 10% without bouncing a rent check, then start with 5 or 2 or a simple 1%. It's not the amount that matters, but instead developing the mindset and creating a habit that will change your financial future and serve you for the rest of your life. You've got to start teaching your subconscious brain that it can produce an abundant income. You need to believe that there's more than enough and that there is always more on the way. If you can't manage what you have, you won't be able to effectively manage more. Principle number 2, money has velocity. Recall that in Chapter 7, Becoming Super, that we looked at the fundamental difference in the math of millionaires versus the math of the rest of the world. While most of the world works in terms of addition, the wealthy like to multiply. In that chapter, we looked at multiplication in the form of leveraging your time through priorities and through the efforts of others. But money also needs to multiply. I like to think of money as having a velocity. When your money sits in a savings account, its velocity is low. It's taking years to grow. That's slow money. When you invest in a business or real estate or find other ways to put your money to work for greater return, your money begins to pick up speed. Its velocity increases, and as a result, so does your wealth. Money needs to be put to work. If you want to become a millionaire, you'll need to learn to leverage your money. The higher the velocity of your money, the faster you become a millionaire. Principle number 3. Understand risk. Generally, however, the higher the velocity of your money, the greater the risk. Think of your money as a car. At low speeds, say the speed limit that everyone drives at, it's relatively easy to manage and control almost everything. Your risk of an accident is low. As you increase your speed, however, your risk goes up. When you start taking hairpin turns at twice the legal limit, your risk increases dramatically. You get to your destination faster, but you take more risk along the way. Money is no different. The faster it goes, the higher your risk. The higher your risk, the faster you can become wealthy, but the greater your chance of a crash along the way. The money in your savings account is virtually risk-free. But the interest rate is so low that the speed of your money is actually negative. It's growing slower than the economy itself. That's the price you pay for having safe and liquid cash. A successful venture capitalist, on the other hand, has a very high risk of failure on a deal. But when they're successful, they might multiply their money 100-fold or more. Higher risk, but higher potential returns too. There's no right answer for how much risk to take. Risk tolerance is unique to each of us. What you need to know is that there's a relationship between risk and return, and there are no fast and risk-free ways to wealth. Building significant wealth requires an understanding of and tolerance for risk. Principle number 4, multiple streams of income. One way to do both things, to increase the velocity of your money while managing your risk, is to have multiple streams of income. Even successful millionaires with a single business almost always diversify within that business so that it has more than one income stream. The car dealership sells cars, yes, but also provides repair and maintenance services, corporate rental programs, and financing. The restaurant might be open for lunch and dinner, but they also do catering and sell frozen take-home versions of their most popular dishes. Part of the rationale for this is to increase the amount that they can sell to each customer. But it's also a form of risk reduction and a way to test new markets for profitability. The multiple streams of income increase your wealth, but also decrease your risk by spreading your eggs over multiple baskets. At age 25, Hal began planning his exit strategy to leave a lucrative Hall of Fame sales career to pursue his dream of becoming a full-time entrepreneur. While still in his sales position, he started his first business and his first additional stream of income when he began offering sales coaching for individual sales reps and sales teams. Year by year, using the exact step-by-step formula outlined below, Hal has since added 9 additional significant streams of income. These still include private coaching as well as group coaching programs, writing books, keynote speaking, facilitating paid masterminds, podcasting, foreign publishing, franchising and publishing books in the Miracle Morning book series, affiliate income, and hosting live 300-plus person events. Your additional income streams can be active, passive, or a combination of the two. Some may pay you for doing work that you love, active, while others can provide income for you without your having to do much of anything at all, passive. You can diversify your income streams among different industries to protect you against major losses during downturns in one market and allow you to financially benefit from the upswings in another. While Hal's approach to creating multiple streams of income is just one of countless that you could take, i.e. you could buy real estate, leverage the stock market, open brick-and-mortar storefronts, etc., the following steps give you a practical, straightforward process to start developing your income streams. What's important is that you make diversifying your sources of income a priority. Schedule time blocks in your schedule. 1 hour a day, 1 day a week, or a few hours every Saturday, so that you can begin to establish additional income sources that bring you additional monthly income, which will provide financial security in the present and ultimately financial freedom in the as soon as possible future. Here are the steps that Hal has repeatedly implemented, which you can apply or modify to fit your situation. A. Clarify your unique value. Every person on this planet has unique gifts, abilities, experiences, and value to offer in a way that adds value for others and that they can be highly compensated for. Figure out the knowledge, experience, ability, or solution you have or can create, which others will find value in and gladly pay you for. Remember, what might be common knowledge to you isn't for other people. Here are a few ways that you can differentiate your value in the marketplace. Who you are and your unique personality will always differentiate your value from that of every other human being on Earth. Many people will resonate with your personality better than they will with someone else offering value that's similar or even the same. Knowledge is the one thing you can increase relatively quickly. As Tony Robbins wrote in Money, Master the Game, one reason people succeed is that they have knowledge other people don't have. You pay your lawyer, your doctor for the knowledge and skills you lack. Increasing your knowledge in a specific area is an effective way to increase the value that others will pay you for, either to teach them what you know or to apply your knowledge on their behalf. Packaging is how you can differentiate your value. When Hal wrote The Miracle Morning, he admittedly had to overcome his insecurity around the fact that waking up early wasn't exactly something he invented. He wondered if there would even be a market for the book. But as hundreds of thousands of readers have shared, what made the book so impactful is the way that the information was packaged. It was simple, and it gave people a step-by-step process that made it possible for anyone to significantly improve any area of their life by altering how they start their day. B. Identify your target audience. Determine who you are best qualified to serve. With his background as a record-breaking sales rep, Hal determined that he was best qualified to serve fellow sales reps. So he launched his first coaching program. Now he serves a much larger worldwide audience through the Miracle Morning book series and Best Year Ever Blueprint live events, And he coaches both first-time and established authors who want to create seven-figure income streams through their book and back-end. Based on the value you can add for others or the problems you can help people solve, who will pay you for the value you can add for them, the solution you can provide, or the results you can help them generate? C. Build a self-sustaining community. A turning point in Hal's financial life came when he heard self-made multimillionaire Dan Kennedy explain why one of the most valuable assets you'll ever have as an entrepreneur is your email list. At that time, Hal's email list was non-existent beyond his family and friends. Once he understood the potential, he made it a priority. 10 years later, in addition to taking Dan's advice and growing his email list to well over 100,000 loyal subscribers, he took it a step further by launching and growing one of the most engaged online communities in the world. The Miracle Morning Community Facebook has become a case study, currently with over 100,000 members from 70-plus countries and growing every day. D. Create a solution. After your community members tell you what they need, it's your golden opportunity to get to work and create it. This could be a physical or digital product, a book, an audio, a video, a written training program or software, or a service, dog grooming, babysitting, coaching, consulting, speaking or training. E. Plan the launch. Think about how Apple rolls out its products. The company doesn't just throw a product on the shelf or its website. No, the company makes it into an event. Apple builds anticipation months in advance, so much so that people are willing to camp out in front of stores for weeks to be the first in line. Do that. To learn how, read the definitive book on the topic, Launch by Jeff Walker. F. Find a mentor. Depending on your experience level, you may want to make this your first step. As you're aware, one of the most effective methods of minimizing your learning curve and maximizing the speed at which you attain the desired result is to find someone who has already achieved that result and then model their strategy. Rather than try to figure it out all on your own, find someone who has already achieved what you want. Determine how this person did it. Model this behavior and modify it to fit your needs. While you may seek a face-to-face or virtual relationship with a mentor, you could also join a mastermind and/or hire a coach. Even reading a book like this one is tapping into the wisdom of a mentor. Multiple streams of income increase your wealth while reducing your risk. Wealth building with real estate. While Hal generates much of his wealth through the Miracle Morning brand and its associated products and services, I've built the vast majority of mine through real estate. There is an infinite number of ways to create value, earn money, and build wealth, but real estate deserves a special mention. It's the primary engine of my business, but the best part about real estate is that it can be the primary engine of almost anyone's wealth creation efforts. Here's why. 1. Proven track record. There have been more millionaires created through real estate than in any other way. It's proven time and time again to be an effective way to build wealth. And unlike some businesses, it's backed by a real asset with real value. 2. Low barrier to entry. Don't be fooled by ideas of real estate tycoons and huge condominium towers. One of the most compelling features of real estate is that, contrary to what you might think, you don't need to already be wealthy to get started. Some businesses require millions to start. With real estate, you can start with what you already have. 3. Short and long-term returns. I love the fact that real estate can deliver returns in the short term in the form of rental income. But in the long run, you can also benefit from the appreciation in real estate value as markets grow and their value increases. 4. Passive income. Running a business can be an all-consuming effort. Being an entrepreneur, while rewarding, is an active form of generating income. Real estate, however, can be highly passive. I can't tell you how satisfying it can be to have someone else pay off a mortgage for you while you do other things. 5. Any age, any skill set. Real estate is the great equalizer. It doesn't matter if you're young or old, an entrepreneur, or a full-time employee. Still in college? You can rent rooms to your fellow students. Retired? Perfect. You can manage your properties and be even more profitable. There's a reason why so many people have chosen real estate as their path to wealth. It's accessible, it works, and you don't need any special skills. If you need inspiration, try my book, Wealth Can't Wait, or Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant. Don't be intimidated by real estate. Start small, and over time, you'll be surprised at the portfolio you can build. What money really measures. The role of money in becoming a millionaire is a kind of paradox. Money matters, and yet, in a strange way, it doesn't. You need to be at least a little obsessed with money to become a millionaire. But it's not the nature of the game. Money is still just the scoreboard. But what exactly is this scoreboard measuring? The obvious answer is dollars, or euros, or pounds sterling, or pesos, or yen, or whatever currency your yardstick uses. But while that can give us a technical definition of wealth, it's not very helpful in the process of making the money you need to become a millionaire. For that, we need to look at money differently. We need to ask different questions. Rather than asking how much money do I have, or how much can I get, there's a better set of questions that drive to the heart of what money is really measuring. For me, money has always been a measure of how much better I'm getting. And for that, the best questions to ask aren't about how much, or how fast, or how easy. They're more like these. How well have I learned and put to use the lessons of wealth? How has my skill as an entrepreneur increased? How much value do I bring to the world? How can I bring more? How can I become more? As my answers to those questions change, so does my income. As I grow, so does my wealth. So where do you begin? You can ask yourself the same questions. Ask yourself what value you can bring to the world. Ask yourself what you need to learn, do, and become in order to build wealth. Instead of asking when the world will show you the money, ask yourself what money has shown you. And of course, if it isn't abundantly clear by now, there's no better time to ask big questions than first thing in the morning. Just start. 2 years from now, you'll wish you would have started today. Don't wish and don't wait. Start. Morning Millionaires. Charlie, as a very young lawyer, was probably getting $20 an hour. He thought to himself, "Who's my most valuable client?" And he decided it was himself. So he decided to sell himself an hour each day. He did it early in the morning, working on these construction projects and real estate deals. Everybody should do this. Be the client, and then work for other people too, and sell yourself an hour a day. Excerpt from The Snowball, Warren Buffett and the Business of Life by Alice Schroeder.